Here's William Blake's poem, The Tiger.
The tiger. 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 Burning bright in the forests of the night. What immortal hand or eye could frame thy fearful symmetry? In what distant deeps or skies burnt the fire of thine eyes? On what wings dare he aspire? What the hand dare seize the fire? And what shoulder and what art could twist the sinews of thy heart? And when thy heart began to beat, what dread hand and what dread feet? What the hammer? What the chain? In what furnace was thy brain? What the anvil? What dread grasp dare its deadly terrors clasp? When the stars threw down their spears and watered heaven with their tears, did he smile his work to see? Did he who made the lamb make thee? Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forests of the night, what immortal hand or eye dare frame thy fearful symmetry?
The Tiger was the most popular of all the poems William Blake published in his lifetime, and scholars have since ranked it the number one poem anthologized in English. There's so many reasons for this. First, this is a poem just made to be read aloud. By speaking this poem, you can't help but be swept up in Blake's awe and fear of this powerful and mysterious animal. Although critics often point to this and the other Songs of Experience as a metaphor for his condemnation of the Industrial Revolution, the tiger surely represents the power of creation itself, the beauty, the terror, and the wonder of it. Words like sinews and dread grasp remind me of Blake's prints and watercolor paintings, which are so strange and curiously vivid. Notice all the questions. These are the universal questions we have when we try to make sense of our place in the natural world. Where do we come from? Who or what made us the way we are? He asks the tiger, who could frame thy fearful symmetry? In other words, how did that tiger get its stripes? This is about God and the whole wonderful, terrifying spectrum between great strength and tenderness, the tiger and the lamb. I love the bravura of this muscular poem, which truly has a sense of its own power. This is the secret to why it's so satisfying to read aloud.